Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out.
Hank, how you doing, young man?
Not bad.
How was your night off?
It was good.
Tell us about it.
Well,
everybody knew you were going to go see Snow White.
I took the grandkids, the grandbabies. Both granddaughters are 5 and soon to be 5.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and they've been wanting to go to Snow White ever since it was previewed last year sometime.
Okay.
So anyway, and the movie's not been getting a lot of good positive press.
Right.
But I will say it was good. I thought it was fine. And,
right.
And I guess watching two little girls enjoy the princess
you
aspect and everything, that's all that counts.
A-plus movie.
Yep.
As long as your grandkids enjoy it, who cares?
Absolutely. Grandpa footing the bill, and
yep.
You know, and but yeah, it's kind of our thing to do. We like to go to movies.
I'm not going to make this political or anything, but a lot of that movie that people don't like it's political.
It's outside the movie.
Yeah, it's just so anyway. As long as you had a good time with your grandkids, hey, the movie's number one.
Absolutely.
So, where's the popcorn that I was supposed to taste?
Oh, I ate it all.
Really?
Can't stop.
Even the last thing that I said to you said, hey, make sure you get me some popcorn. Oh, hey, I will do.
Can't stop. Can't stop it. Yeah. And I got most of it in my mouth. We had popcorn at home the other night, and June said, did you get any of it in your mouth? Because it was on the floor.
Right, it's kind of weird that you actually missed your mouth.
I know.
Hey, you had a story on earlier this morning, a cute little story about some bears.
Oh, that's right. They call it March Napness.
Okay.
In Europe. And some animal sanctuaries kicked off the annual tournament, a bracket of 23 European brown bears living at 6 sanctuaries. So the sleepiest bear wins.
Oh, that would definitely be you.
Whichever bear stays sleeping. Yes. But what they said was they have to be up consistent then, because sometimes bears get up, walk around, get something to eat, go back to bed. Kind of like Hank Brady.
Kind of like me. That's me every night. And you know, and I wonder why I'm 425 pounds.
Well, 400, come on. You know, that's
400.
True. 400.
But no, that's me.
Yeah.
I'll go to sleep for a while. And my dogs follow me right upstairs every time I get up. Every time.
I'm guessing
Clementine's leading the way.
Those bears probably pick up a whole fish and eat
it. Oh, I'm sure.
Is that what you do or no?
Not a fish.
Oh, okay.
Belvedas, stuff like that.
Oh, Belveda. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Well, that's all right. But I think I could beat those bears.
Nap time?
Yeah, I could.
Oh, yeah. You like your naps, don't
I do.
I know you do.
Right.
So, yeah. So, anyway, that's a cute little story.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. And today is Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day, too.
So oh, yes.
Mention that. I know.
Hey, you know what song that we haven't heard in a long time?
What's that?
Just a Swingin'.
Just a Swingin'?
Just a Swingin'.
Yep.
Great song.
Right.
Good. Actually, I like the beat to it. It's pretty good music beat. So
I got up and sang that with a live band a couple times.
Did you really?
And when it was popular, I did. Because the bands didn't know it, and they still didn't know it after I sang it.
Oh yeah. So. It's kind of like my girlfriend. She didn't know I'm her boyfriend because I'm keep stalking her.
Right.
But anyway, same difference.
Yeah. Well, the statute of limitations probably worn off on that, so you can talk about it. But nonetheless, Swingin'. Some others. No Trash in My Trailer by Colt Ford. Johnny Cash, Flush from the Bathroom of Your Heart. That one always comes
up. Ray Stevens has got to have something on there.
Well, of course, The Streak, but he has some other funny ones, too.
Yeah.
You know,
Mississippi Squirrel.
Mississippi Squirrel Revival.
Yep.
Would Jesus Wear a Rolex?
Yes. Yep, yeah.
So, yeah.
But anyway, Henry can't wear a Rolex.
He can't?
No, I can't afford one.
Can't afford one?
Nope.
You can get the knockoff, the Rolex or the
Rolex, So, yeah. But anyway, if you're looking for a good watch right now, Jamie Walsh down at JJ Walsh Jewelers has a ton of them. Glock watches are really cool. So anyway.
See if he can fix my Mickey Mouse watch.
He probably can.
Kind of stopped this morning.
Yeah, but you still have your ears on.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Today is opening day for baseball, too.
It is, yeah. The Brewers get some. A special thanks to all of our sponsors out there for Brewers. So, big year for Brewers baseball.
Championship year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again. Anyway, and Richland Center plays Pecatonica tonight.
It's still on, as far as I know.
Still on, yeah. And I'm in Riverdale cheating the kids over there.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Thanks to... It's nice that you warn them in the morning.
Well, Kurt probably already put a memo out earlier this week.
Is that
say,
right?
hey, you know,
Henry's cheating the kids
on Thursday. So, but anyway, so I had Pecatonica on Monday or Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So good luck to Jamie Gander and his new coaching staff and the young ladies from Richland Center. So,
was it cold at Pecatonica the other day?
Where they were going to play a JV game, we got through an inning and a half and said, we're done.
Those JV innings get a little cold sometimes.
Yes, the strike zone was, chin to toes. And so, but that's what they wanted. They don't want anybody walking in a JV game. And I don't blame them. Let them hit the ball. Let them play the ball.
Do it during swing.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
I've said for years that walks should be banned. You know, it's like, you got a bat, that's what you, there's a purpose.
Yep.
Swing the bat.
Yeah, the plate's only 17 inches wide, and the bat's 34 inches long.
Right.
I mean, something doesn't make sense there. So let's shorten that bat up and widen that plate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean? Let's have a 34-inch plate and a 17-inch bat.
Kind of like the old the wiffle ball, the plastic bat. That's a little short,
yes.
You know.
Love wiffle ball.
Yeah. Mom used to threaten me with that once in a while, you know, if I got out of line. She had
really?
Plastic ball bat, which now I guess would probably be questionable parenting, but you know what?
No, I wouldn't call it questionable parenting. I call it kids need to deterrent.
It hung, if you opened at the old farmhouse, if you opened the basement door, there were two hooks on the wall. That's where the bat was.
That's where the beating stick was.
A lot of times, all she had to do was open that basement door. No, I don't
know. I'm sorry, don't tell
Dad.
I did that all the time with my mom. Please don't tell Dad. And then we worked all day to mark something off the list. And then right before Dad come home, we did something else and got on the list.
Oh, man. Mr. Bray.
Yeah, you did not want to get on the list. And sometimes you didn't even make the list and didn't know it. Yeah, you're in trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it didn't matter what you did for the rest of the day. You always tried to ride the horses after your chores until Dad settled down a little bit.
Uh-huh. Calm him down. Mm-hmm. Right.
Most consecutive pinky pull-ups.
Pinky pull-ups?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Kenta Adish performed 36 pull-ups by just using his pinkies.
My,
36.
My goodness. I wonder, he probably doesn't weigh what you and I do. He probably weighs about 98 pounds.
Maybe.
I'm thinking.
Maybe. Most people brush in their teeth at the same time, Philip.
Okay.
Give me a guess. What do you think?
300.
A group of 26,382 people brushed their teeth together in India.
Oh, it wasn't Arkansas.
No, that would just be tooth.
Tooth.
Yeah. Heaviest weight lifted by a human beard.
Wow.
Yeah. Antinous Conmoris lifted a 140-pound woman using just his beard. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I wonder if you have to train for that. Like if you
I'm sure you do.
Lift
you
something lighter and, you know, go, okay, there's 25 pounds and then I can, what do you call it, beard pull 50. Beard pull 100.
So let me ask you a question. You're a farm boy. So if you take this brand new cow or brand new calf that was born, let's say, this morning.
Sure.
And you lifted it up three foot every day.
Right.
Every day. Can you lift it up that much when it's full grown, if you continue to do it?
I think that was a math problem years ago. But the answer is no.
Why not?
Because there's a certain point where just physically, you're not going to be able to do it anymore.
Even though you did it every day of its life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would think that, you can't lift, gets to be 200 pounds. I wouldn't think you could carry it around. But
not carry it. All you got to do is lift it.
Just lift it.
Just lift it up off 3 feet and then back down.
I don't know. Well, why don't you try it? You know, get with an area farmer, you know, cow calves, and then you try to lift it and do it every day. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that'd be a good job for Joanne out there on the, in the news. Maybe. Reporting that every day.
Maybe. Yeah,
the cow lift.
Right,
the cow lift report. Sponsored by Equity Livestock.
Yeah. I used to have to carry a few once in a while.
Yeah.
From the, it'd be in the back pasture somewhere. Cows were very good about hiding their calves too. You know,
yes. Oh yeah.
They would purposely look and beller like in a different direction. I'd be like, oh, it's over here. Wait a minute.
No, hey,
she's leading.
Playing hide and seek again.
Hide and seek. Speaking of baseball, the most expensive sports trading card sold in action an auction recently, a rare 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card.
How much?
9.5 to 10 was its grading. And it sold at auction for, let's see, what doesn't even say, does it? Oh, yeah, $12.6 million.
Oh, wow. That must be a nice card to
have.
That
must be a nice one.
Yeah. So I'm out of the running.
Ah. Yeah.
As soon as you said baseball card, I'm out of the running.
Mom threw away mine back in the day. But
did she really?
I never had any real goodies.
But you don't know.
Well, I guess you don't. But the best ones are the ones where somebody became really famous and big, you know. Like
Phil Knee,
Mickey Mantle, but yeah, absolutely,
yeah,
Phil Knee,
yeah.
Michael Jordan in basketball,
yes,
you know, if you had him and as a rookie,
mm-hmm. Yeah, as a rookie card, oh yes, or then, even a Carolina card,
yes, that would be even more so. And a lot of times there are ones that where there were maybe a mistake,
right.
Like a misprint or had the wrong number or one that was recalled,
mm-hmm. Yeah, a recall, yes,
yeah.
Kind of like some coins out there right now.
Right.
Big money and some pennies if you have the right pennies.
Yep. But if you had like a Derek Jeter rookie card, that would that'd be worth something, I would think.
And here's something else that we could get you doing, Phil.
Me? Yep. I need more to do.
Most snails on a face.
Snails on a face?
43 live snails on his face for 10 seconds. Ken Fleher from Utah. So, yeah, most snails on the test. 43 live snails.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Someday, we're going to get you to try one of these and see if we can...
What, a snail?
Well, that might be something you could do.
43 of them. I don't know if I can find 43 snails, though.
That's
and keep
true.
Them alive.
Uh-huh.
Huh. So, anyway. But anyway, I think maybe this one would be for Joanne. Most tattoos of the same name.
Oh. Okay.
A guy named Mark Evans had his own name tattooed on his body 267 times.
Hmm.
Why?
Well,
apparently he's kind forgot of, his name.
Yeah, kind of vain, I guess. I'm not sure.
he's kind of in pain too.
Yeah, probably.
But anyway, buddy, I hope you have a good day. So your day off last night was well worth it.
Well worth it. Yep.
So nice
Enjoyed
job.
Some movie time with the grandbabies.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else before we get out of here?
I don't believe so. That's about all.
What do you want me to do today? Anything constructive? I mean, is my appraisal done?
Yes, your appraisal's done.
All right, so I'm not even going to do nothing.
No,
for
you
us.
Don't need to.
I'm going home.
Let down your guards,
buddy. Have a good day and be kind.
You bet.